Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Update on the weather outside, because people might not be outside yet or are curious what's happening. It's snowing and it is sticking. It's windy.
Stop. It is.
You know, when it's we started the show, you were, I think, having a little of a peacocking around. Hey, it's not that bad out here.
I said, be
patient. Wait till 9 o'clock when the show's over to see what it looks like. And right now, it's 7:48. It's coming down pretty good.
No, this is not. I know. This is not good. This is not what I expected. It's
and by the way, it's just starting.
It looks like it's on to me. Yeah.
If you missed it earlier, we told you that the interstate is closed from West Lincoln to Lexington. That is a long stretch of interstate closed.
And I want to be clear on something. I took some heat off the text line, apparently, about being glib or nonchalant about the roads. I meant in the city. It's a nightmare. If you're supposed to go to Omaha, or
just don't go. Just wait till tomorrow. There's a pile up at some point.
Highway 2. And 27th. So, yeah, I mean, and it's going to be formidable today. I don't know what you do on the shoveling. Bill said no shoveling.
I will shovel.
Yeah, I will too.
Now, I know it will melt in the next couple of days. It's going to be 60-some this weekend. So it'll probably melt
tomorrow.
I think the high is like 48 tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll melt tomorrow.
So there will be melting. It won't all be gone, but it'll be a lot melted tomorrow.
Yeah, so today's gonna be something.
And by the way, speaking of tomorrow, that is our first day of the March Mayhem event at Buffalo Wings and Rings, which of course is one of your favorite places in this entire the world. You love Buffalo Wings and Rings. You go there at least once or twice a week, right?
Yep.
Well, we'll be there from 11 to 6. You can come by 10:30. The doors will open for the ping pong balls because we will have the first 64 people that stop by will get a ping pong ball with a team's name from the tournament. And if that team ends up making the final four, you will get sweet prizes like a potential jersey in there, mm-hmm. Wings and Rings gift cards, other swag from different businesses out there. So it'll be a wonderful, well worth your time event to attend.
And the wings are really good.
And we give away prizes every hour. We're talking about appetizers, beer pitchers, beer buckets, other swag. You don't want to miss it tomorrow and Friday. 11 to 6, you can stop by as early as 10:30 to get in line for the ping pong balls tomorrow. But please enjoy it. It's a very fun event every year. I look forward to the next 2 days.
Yeah, and the wings are really good, by the way. And the fries are really good.
The food in general is great.
Yeah.
And the beer is always cold.
Yeah, and the service is excellent. I've never had any problems there, and it's clean. The whole ball of wax. So let's get into this story.
So we just talked to Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. If you missed that, please go to the podcast page. We love talking to Lee Sterling. But there's another tournament. There's two tournaments going on. We know the Crown that Nebraska's in, but there's also the NIT, SIP, and the CBI. And there's a team that never has made the postseason before this year. I'm talking about UC Riverside. Had their best season this year as a D1 program in 24 years, and they did not think they were going to get invited to the NIT. They had conversation with the CBI.
The CBI is still in existence. Keep going.
It does exist. So they accepted a bid to the CBI, not thinking they would get an invite to the NIT. Here's the problem, Sip.
They got an invite
to the NIT. And so the NIT had seen that that Riverside had accepted a bid to the CBI and instead said, all right, we'll invite South Alabama to be in the NIT because Riverside is going to the CBI. But fast forward, Riverside say, hang on a second. The NIT is more prestigious than the CBI. We will rescind the the acceptance of the bid to the CBI and take the bid to the NIT instead, which then forced an unfortunate phone call to South Alabama saying, hey, sorry, but your bid is no longer there. You cannot go to the NIT anymore. Very, very, very strange 24 hours or less for UC Riverside and South Alabama and the NIT and CBI. Bizarre, really.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot of layers here.
There's a lot to unpack here, but it's a terrible look for the NCAA, which is still, it runs the NIT. So in this article that I read, it named names.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's AL.com. And the Richie Riley, I hope people can hang with us here. Richie Riley is the South Alabama head coach. And he received that call Sunday night from the Sun Belt Conference Commissioner, Keith Gill, and the NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball, Dan Gavitt. They called the South Alabama coach around 9:30 p.m. on Sunday with an invitation to the NIT. Of course, Richie Riley then informed his players, guys, we are playing in the NIT. And they were happy. He had informed his players they're headed to the NIT when he received the dreaded second call from Gill and Gavitt. He had to tell his players Monday morning, we had something happen. We're not playing. Terribly handled by Gavitt of the NCAA, and I'm just going to keep it at that. I mean, I think there was some communication issues. It depends who you listen to. If you listen to Gavitt, he says it was presented to South Alabama like you're kind of a just in case. But the way Richie Riley presented was, no, I asked him, are we in? Is this 100%? And they said, yeah, you can tell your players.
CBS Sports followed up yesterday with the AD at Riverside. Wesley Mallett is his name. He was going to dinner on Sunday with his wife when his phone was going crazy, and he got a text saying, congrats on getting to the NIT. He says, wait, how are you going to be in two tournaments? Because it was known that they were going to go to the CBI. And it's a big deal because they have been a bad program traditionally. The postseason is a big deal for UC Riverside.
Uh-huh.
So they're excited to go to the CBI. But the NIT, of course, is a bigger tournament. So they said, hang on, we want that instead. And it's caused just, a flurry of issues and drama and problems where now South Alabama is on the outside looking in when they were inside the tournament on Sunday.
No, this is not good. I mean, I know that if you're a Nebraska fan, you're not directly involved, so it doesn't feel that bad, but you just got to project yourself into that situation. You're told that you're invited to the NIT. Your players then were informed by the head coach that you're getting ready. Now the head coach has to go back and tell him, no, you're not. There was this weird snafu. It's a really bad look for the NCAA. This is one where I kind of started to defend the NCAA for some reason. I think they take a little too much heat sometimes. But this is a bad one. Come on, man. I mean, don't.
This sucks because South Alabama, they tied for the Sun Belt.
They're good.
They're a good team. They were tied for first in the regular season. They didn't win the conference tournament, obviously. Yep. So that's why they're outside looking in. But they were good. They were excited to play in the postseason. And they thought they had an NIT bid until Riverside said, we want that bid, actually. Sorry. So it's a really unfortunate look for really everybody here.
Yeah, Richie Riley, the South Alabama coach, said it's just unfair for our players. Then he said something really interesting to me. We got a team with zero NIL. Zero NIL. They're a bunch of underdogs that fought their you-know-what's off. I now have to tell them they're not in the NIT. It's just an absolute joke.
Yeah, well, even
that's what he said.
So yeah, Mallett, the AD for Riverside, was commented, was asked from CBS Sports about South Alabama. He says, quote, I completely understand their outrage. They were promised that they were in the NIT. Riley, the coach, said they called them and told them, like I said, they were in. He asked several times, are you sure? Are you sure? They said, yes. This was all taking place as we're trying to get clearance from our campus and how we were going to proceed.
Right.
This had to be just a wild, hour, 2 hours of drama it was, here? Chaos?
Sunday night was not good for those schools. The other thing that, Richie Riley said something interesting too.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
He said Riley and South Alabama athletic department officials had already decided that the Jaguars, South Alabama, weren't going to play in the CBI or any other. He calls CBI a pay-for-play postseason tournament. So are you – I think teams must have to pay to be in the CBI.
That I do not know, but that does make sense.
He said that. He said we're not playing in a pay-for-play tournament, the CBI. I am going to be brutally honest. Okay. I did not know the CBI still existed. So there's 3 postseason tournaments now.
4.
The NCAA, of course.
Does the CIT still exist?
I don't know, because maybe it does. But we know for sure the CBI exists. The Crown now is in its inaugural, and the NIT is still going.
And the NCAA tournament, of course. We've got 4.
Yeah, so I'm at 3 in addition to the big one.
And maybe the CIT still. We don't know.
Oh, I know. It's out there.
Don't know.
Isn't it odd?
What a bizarre story with UC Riverside. By the way, if that name rings a bell, yes, that's the same team that beat Nebraska in Fred Hoiberg's first game here by 19 points.
So they've gotten pretty good.
I was there. That was a horrifying game. You were there.
I think there's some free throw
shooting. The first game of the Hoiberg era, they lost by 19 to UC Riverside.
And I think they shot bad free throws that
They
night.
Shot bad everything. Yes, free throws were bad. 3-point. I mean, it was terrible. I try to forget that game. But sorry to South Alabama for your
woes.
It's too bad. For a team that had a great year.
It's quite a story.
It is.
I mean, what you'd hope for, what I would hope for, is that the NIT is such a prestigious tournament that it would be above a mistake like this. There's a lot of prestige. The NIT is an older, it's an old neighborhood tournament. And you'd think it would be beyond like a mistake like that. You know, it's just disappointing. You just hope at the big time college athletics level that things that happen in YMCA leagues don't happen.
Right.
You know, but that happened. So
it is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 1-1 on the week. Overall, we have you at 69-54 or 5-7 since the reset. 5-7.
Yeah, we got to get some wins. We got to stockpile reset. Some wins here.
I don't have Ellie today, so if you call in, I'll put you on the air. Today's topic, Sip, for a Wild Card Wednesday is biggest upsets in NCAA tournament history. I will give you the seed of the team, the year, who they beat. You tell me what team that was. Biggest upsets in the history of the NCAA tournament. If you feel good about that.
No, I don't. So call.
Please, you'll probably win. Please call us at 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Trivia Note. Bill is at a speech this morning, so that's why he's not here. You have no lifeline, so it's you versus the caller. And we have a caller. Who do we have here? If you can hear us, you're on early break. Who do we have?
Corey.
How do you feel about biggest upsets in tournament history today?
Okay.
All right, simple.
Corey. Yeah, I'm not, Corey. I won't be good at this. I missed a lot of NCAA tournaments over the years because of spring football coverage, and I feel very confident. I don't.
All right, Corey. Maybe it favors you today. Let's see how it goes. No lifeline for either of you. Corey, first question. What 15 seed beat 2 seed Kentucky in the 2022 NCAA tournament and then went on to beat Murray State and Purdue to advance to the Elite Eight? It's for you, Corey.
George Mason.
Ooh, this is one I know. I mean, I think I'm going to steal this. It's Farley Dickinson.
No.
It's not?
That was a 16 seed that beat a 1 seed. They didn't win their second round game.
Oh. Minus 1.
So 0 to negative 1. Trying to tie it up here, Sip. I think you'll get this right. What 15 seed beat 2 seed Georgetown in the 2013 NCAA tournament, earning the name Dunk City?
Florida Atlantic.
No. It's not Florida Atlantic. Do you want that one, Corey, or not?
No.
Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh,
the answer.
God.
And their coach went on to be the head coach at USC.
Yeah, they came to Lincoln to play.
They did.
They opened PBAs.
That is correct. Yeah. And Tommy Lee was doing some DJing for that night.
I'll be darned.
Okay, this is for the win. You're up 0 to negative 1 here, Corey. What 16 seed beat 1 seed Virginia in the 2018 NCAA tournament, the first 16 seed to ever win a game in the Big Dance? This is for you, Corey.
I have no idea.
The first ever 16 seed to ever win.
Yeah.
5 seconds. Need a guess. 5.
Lamar.
This team actually won the game by 20 points.
I can remember
against
that.
Virginia.
Was it a Friday night? It seems like.
I think it was a Friday night.
It seems like a Friday night because I was driving around Saturday listening to the coverage of this win by a 16 seed.
The first time it ever happened.
Yeah.
You don't have to take this.
Oh, I don't. I'm going to pass. No, I'm not going to do it.
That'd be UMBC, Maryland, Baltimore County, the Retrievers.
Yes.
Who, by the way, beat Nebraska back in like the mid-2000s once. That was a bad game for the Huskers. All right.
Jake, that is one where I should have gotten that.
You should have. This is fourth. Yeah, it's the first time it ever happened.
And I can remember it. I remember the discussions.
This is for the tie in this low-scoring game, 0 to negative 1. What 15 seed beat 2 seed Iowa State in the 2001 NCAA tournament 58-57?
2 over 15. This was Iowa State in 2003, you said?
2001.
2001.
This team beat 2 seed Iowa State. So it was a 15 seed.
Was that Richmond?
Was it Richmond? That would be Hampton. Hampton, answer. So no points today for anybody. 0 to negative 1. But you know what? You survive in advance, Corey. That's all you got to do. Bill doesn't like that, but that's the goal today. Congrats. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That was ugly.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Corey was very polite.
He was.
Thank you for being polite in this world in particular.
Well, by the way, the answer to the first question was St. Peter's. I didn't give that. St. Peter's was the answer to that first question. Sorry. Didn't give that.
St. Peter's was the answer to
the 15 seed that beat Kentucky and went to the Elite Eight in 2022. They beat Murray State and Purdue after they beat Kentucky. So
those names are just fleeting.
And then their head coach, Shaheen Holloway, went to, I believe, Seton Hall, I want to say. That's where he went. When Kevin Willard went on to Maryland.
Is he still there at Seton Hall?
Yes. Yes. Tiebreaker, Sip, how many times has a 14 seed won their first game in the NCAA tournament?
14?
Yes.
9.
20 times. Only twice, though, has that team gone on to win another game. Cleveland State went to the Sweet 16 as a 14 seed in 1986, and Chattanooga, the Mocs, in 1997. So
Chattanooga. Don't remember
two
those
two 14
teams
seeds that went on to the Sweet 16.
Weather update.
It's snowing, and it's sticking.
Cars are moving down O Street, the thoroughfare, quickly, though. It's not, I mean, there's the travel in the city. It doesn't look to be too
bad
at all.
Yet. I mean, it's got a long ways to go, but it certainly has begun here in Lincoln.
Yeah, it has.
And for those who question, could it stick with the weather being
barely sticking?
You know, it's 33 degrees and it's sticking. So, great. Fun stuff. Love it. And school's out today. UNL, LPS, all out. I think they made the right decision today. It's going to get worse.
And you think you'll be shoveling this afternoon?
I'm shoveling.
And we will be shoveling because it'll be sticking.
I'm committing to that.
It'll be heavy. You'll probably need multiple times of shoveling. Well,
that's good exercise. No gym needed today, then.
Nope.
That's my workout. No Planet Fitness for you, then. This is it today.
Nope.
When we come back, Hour 3, Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.